Western juniper trees are native to the high desert of the inland northwest, but with fire suppression, grazing, and climate change, they've expanded far beyond their original range, and they're causing serious ecological problems. There's been a push to create a juniper wood products industry to get some of those trees off the landscape. Those efforts are still young. Up until now, juniper has been relegated to firewood, raised garden beds, and the occasional rural fence post. But as Jess Burns of EarthFix reports, that's about to change.
The wood testing lab at Oregon State University has broken many, many pieces of lumber. A 2-foot length of western juniper is up next. Oregon State researcher Byron Miyamoto uses the juniper to bridge two platforms on the testing machine.
Just making sure that this is center.
A metal arm lowers over the middle of the span and begins to press.
So you would think of this almost like a span for a deck. So if you put a 2x4 and you have it on a joist and you step in the middle of it, if it would break, or how much flexibility you have before it would break.
It's this kind of information that has been an unknown for Western juniper wood until now. Using Miyamoto's data, juniper has been added to a publication called the National Design Specifications for Wood Construction, a sort of Bible for builders in the United States. OSU Wood Sciences professor Scott Levengood says builders go to the book to see how strong materials are.
If they don't see it in there, they're taking a pretty calculated risk and going with a species they don't know anything about.
And they'll likely look for another product. In addition, getting these so-called design values for the wood means that public agencies, like the Oregon Department of Transportation or even the National Park Service, will be able to use juniper for construction projects. That's good news for entrepreneurs like Duncan Livingston, whose family owns a ranch near Bonanza, Oregon.
At this point, there's a lot of juniper out there.
The ranch is utilizing federal conservation grants to cut thousands of acres of juniper on their property. Livingston recently bought an industrial-grade bandsaw that can be towed behind his truck. He hopes to use this mobile sawmill and the downed wood to break into the juniper business.
The value of the product being produced needs to increase, or at least quantity, so that people that are trying to produce the product can, you know, make a living.
There's a codependency that has developed between the juniper industry and this kind of publicly funded cutting of juniper to restore sage grouse and other native wildlife and plant habitat. Ryan Temple is president of Sustainable Northwest Wood, a major buyer and seller of juniper based in Portland.
If they can get some financial incentive for the product that comes off of that, then that enables them to treat more acres, to treat more frequently, and, you know, increase the scale of the restoration work that's taking place.
At the lab, minutes have passed, and the piece of juniper lumber is bending impressively under the weight of the wood testing machine. It's like watching someone over-inflate a balloon.
This feels very tense.
You should be fine.
OSU's Byron Miyamoto checks how much pressure is on the juniper span. 400 pounds, then 800, then 1,000. The fibers start to click like hidden insects. And then the juniper board splits along a 45-degree angle, just like the others the lab has tested. And it's this kind of predictability the juniper industry needed, and now has, to bring Western juniper into the lumber market mainstream. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.